At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. We are back, and today we are here to talk about Amazon's The Boys Presents Diabolical. Basically, this is an animated 8-episode series set in the same universe as The Boys. It was fun, it was funny, it was bloody. It was just enough to make us absolutely crave season 3. This is our non-spoiler quick instant reaction. I'll go first. Loved it. 12 minutes each. You got to just binge them all in one sitting. But I loved it. The cast is amazing. And there are different animated visuals, like the type of animation it was, different styles, I guess you would say. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely. This felt like it was made for me. I'm a big animation guy. And the freedom they were able to have with this was insane. Every episode, you're going to have voices of celebrities that you absolutely love and adore. You're going to recognize them right away. Like Kathleen said, there's episode tone shifts. All 8, basically, they feel like their own thing. There's some story that we get, some just absolute nonsense.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
There's an episode for everybody. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they go nuts with the gore, they go nuts with the nuttiness, yeah. They go nuts with the craziness. It is unbelievable. It's such a fun show. It's 8 episodes, 12 minutes a piece, just like Kathleen said, super digestible. You sit down, you watch it, you really don't want to stop. And it only takes you about, what, an hour and 20 minutes or something, and you're in and you're out. I think Kathleen had said off pod, if they were a half hour, then you wouldn't need some breaks. But 12 minutes is perfect. Yep. Really enjoyed all of them. 8 episodes. Episode 1, Laser Baby's Day Out. Episode 2, an animated short where pissed off soups kill their parents. Episode 3, I'm Your Pusher. This one is very special because this one is set inside the comic continuity, and it's written by Garth Ennis, the writer of the comic book. So you'll notice when you watch this episode that all the characters, their appearance is just like they would be in the comic. So Homelander looks a little different. Queen Maeve looks a little bit different. The Deep pretty much looks the same. But the biggest thing here is we have Petite Huey shows up, and it's not our boy Jack Quaid. We do miss him, but we have the Petite Huey that you would see in the comics, who is voiced by Simon Pegg. Very interesting. Huey's dad in the live action show. The appearance of Huey was actually based off of Simon Pegg when Derek Robinson was drawing the characters. So Simon Pegg actually wrote a foreword for the boys. And yeah, it's super interesting stuff, but it was really cool how they got Simon Pegg full circle. He's playing Huey, looks like Simon Pegg. It looks like the Huey from the comics. Great stuff. Episode 4, Boyd in 3D. Episode 5, BFFs. That's Awkwafina's episode. Episode 6 is Nubian versus Nubian. That's Aisha Tyler's episode. Episode 7, John and Sun Hee, Andy Samberg's episode. And get ready to be a little shocked because it's not the typical Andy Samberg kind of episode you would think. Episode 8 is 1 plus 1 equals 2. And that gives us a lot of backstory for our boy Homelander. So,
yep.
There's craziness, there's gore, there's stories, like Paul and Kathleen are saying, there's a little bit for everyone. We can do a quick, what's your favorite episode, just so people have it, but we don't have to say why. But I'll go first. My favorite episode was episode 2, an animated short where pissed off soups kill their parents. I think Paul and Kathleen would agree. It's the funniest episode. Maybe it's not the best episode, but it's definitely the funniest. So I'm actually going to say that's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go with episode 3, I'm Your Pusher. Like Jimmy said, this one isn't technically canon, but I loved it. And one of the best things the show does is world build. You know, we only get so much time in the show. It's really cool to have these, you know, extra parts of the world actually exposed and what the universe is like. And I think episode 3 does a pretty good job of it, even though it's not. technically canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun, that episode. It's really cool, especially if you're a fan of the comics. You're going to love it.
Mine's episode 8, 1+1=2. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite. Obviously, the finale's gonna be one of the best ones. And it's a Savage episode. It's a Homelander backstory episode, so it felt the most canon. It felt most like I was watching The Boys, and that really like kicked off my okay, I gotta rewatch season 1 and 2 before June. Yeah, I'm so excited. Paul said it best, the world building is everything, and I would watch anything in this universe. So as much content as they'll give, I'll watch.
Yeah, 8 episodes, funny episodes, sad episodes. Episodes telling you stories, giving you messages all over the place. This is a really good season, guys. Season 1, hopefully we get more. We'll definitely get more. Just like we said on the What If podcast, why not just give us more if it's animation? As long as you can get the voice actors just to come back, keep on knocking them out because they're phenomenal. They're really good. On March 4th, guys, we're going to have a full-on review of these 8 episodes. We were lucky enough to get screeners from Amazon, so we had these episodes 2 weeks in advance, so we've been holding our breaths. We wanted to talk about it for so long. Amazon let us talk to you guys on March 1st, and this episode is out on March 1st, spoiler free. But on March 4th, we will have the entire episode with all of our spoiler reviews out, and it's going to be a lot longer than this, and it's going to be more in depth, and it is a fun time, guys. Kathleen, Paul, anything else?
Nope. Diabolical. Love it.
All right, guys, we covered season 2 on the podcast. We will definitely be covering season 3. Season 2 is not on YouTube, but season 3 will be most likely. We have a lot of other cool stuff on YouTube right now. Wheel of Time, Instant Reactions, and Deep Dives, The Witcher, Dexter, a lot of other stuff, guys. We are going to start putting the audio on there as well, just if you want to find it another easier way. But we're going to start pushing the YouTube a little bit more when new shows come out, so you guys can get some instant video reactions from us. All right, guys, you can check us out at BingeTownTV.com, BingeTown TV on Twitter and Instagram. Once again, we are BingeTown TV, and thank you so much for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.